Peter Thomas Fornatale back with you in the Brooklyn Bunker on this Christmas Eve. Just had a little last-minute inspiration to post a little show. If you're looking for racing content, you've come to the wrong place. This one is all about music and holiday music specifically. This was previously aired on WFUV. It came out Saturday night. There's some references to the specifics of the time, just to let you know. A little 20-minute music segment I did for my father's old show, Mixed Bag, and WFUV. WFUV, great radio station. You can listen to them here in New York on 90.7. You can also catch them online wherever you are, WFUV.org. They'll be having a lot of fun Christmas music the next few days. Another place to find cool Christmas music, there's a rebroadcast of the 3-hour Christmas music spectacular. Steve Bick, that's ABR award-winning broadcaster Steve Bick, and I did a couple of years ago. You can listen to that live on Sirius XM. Or you can find it on his archive, stevebick.com. I believe it's being rebroadcast today. You can find it there. It might be on his best of page as well, if you really want to go crazy and hear a lot of Christmas music from me. But what's really fun for me about what we're about to play is I kick my usual co-hosts aside for this one and bring in a very special co-host, as you'll hear in a couple of minutes. Anyway, just some fun Christmas stuff for you to enjoy, a little Hanukkah and Kwanzaa thrown in there as well. Without further ado, here it is. Hello and welcome to the annual Fornatale takeover on Mixed Bag with Don McGee, WFUV 90.7. I look forward to this appearance every year because I get to work with an unusual co-host, the littlest PTF, Perrin Tamar Fornatale. How are you doing tonight, Perrin? How old are you turning next week?
7.
Why are you speaking in such a funny voice?
I do not know.
I know this time of year is a time that gets you very excited, and it's not just because of your birthday. What else do you like about this time of year?
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, winter, birthday, everything.
There is a whole lot going on. I noticed that you mentioned Hanukkah among the holidays. You know, that's starting tomorrow. Do you think maybe we should play a song for Hanukkah?
Just so you know, my birthday party is going to be the day before Hanukkah. So that's how you know the day after my birthday party is the first day of Hanukkah.
And with the first day of Hanukkah in mind, here is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on WFUV.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Days of love, days of eight, days of Hanukkah. Every one of them goes with love. Eight, days of Hanukkah. Every one of them goes with love.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, day 1.
Time to light a candle for those MAGA people who ordered it. Burn and burn.
Day 2.
Time to spin the dreidel and hope that Kimball shows up on my turn.
Day 3.
Fry a bunch of latkes with applesauce, sour cream and all.
Day 4.
We're cooking up the brisket. The kosher butcher stole my uncle's saw.
Day 5.
I like it more than Pesach. Let's leave the man a chef, it's on the shelf.
Day 6.
Give mother children $5 check from great grandma Sam.
Day 7.
Let a whole
Hanukkah.
We'll talk more about holidays and holiday music in a bit, but this is a good chance for the listeners to get to know a little bit more about you, Perrin. What grade are you in now?
First grade.
And what school are you at?
International School of Brooklyn. Initial, short, ISB.
First grade, that's big changes. I know you're getting homework this year. What do you think about homework?
I did not like it.
Well, what do you like about school?
Music class, science class, art class, library, gym, pretty much all of my classes.
I'm glad you listed music first. That would definitely make your papa proud. One of the things we've been doing this holiday season is an advent calendar.
It's like a big frame, and we would have these pins, and we would clip the pins onto the frame, and then on Christmas, we would put this special pin onto the frame on the top of the tree on the frame.
Where we've been watching one Christmas show a night. I know you have a few favorites, and I think the next song we're going to play is from one of those.
Every year, we put the same song from this movie. This year, put a song from this movie, but it's not going to be the same song. Now we should play from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I really like that movie. We're a couple of misfits.
We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Gilly, don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. I'm a dear old reindeer, why don't I fit in?
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer isn't the only Christmas special we've been watching. We've been watching tons. This next song is also from a show. What movie is this one from?
The Year Without a Santa Claus. And now we shall put on the Miser Brothers.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
I'm too much.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
He's too much.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and let it freeze.
He's Mr. White Christmas, he's Mr. Snow.
That's right!
He's Mr. Icicle, he's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser, whatever I touch tears the snow in my clutch.
Too much.
Too much!
I'm Mr. Green Christmas, I'm Mr. Sun, I'm Mr. Heat Blister, I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas, he's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister, he's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you. I never wanna know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas, he's Mr. Sun.
Sing it!
He's Mr. Heat Blister, he's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser, whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Too much!
Too much indeed. That's the Miser Brothers on WFUV. What a tune. Perrin, what do you like about that song?
It's funny.
It is definitely very funny. And when you can put together funny and Christmas, that's going to be right up your alley, isn't it?
A little bit of each.
And musically, I think it's a very interesting number. That sort of a bit, a little kind of scatting made me think a little bit of maybe Screamin' Jay Hawkins influence on that cut.
I guess.
You guess right, I think. Okay, Perrin, we've been listening to a lot of Christmas music and one song in particular from a record that came out in the last couple of years has really captured your imagination to the point where you reminded me of it, and I went out this year and sought out a vinyl copy. Tell the folks about this song.
It is called Sock. That is one of my favorite songs on my top 10.
Top 10 Christmas song or top 10 all time?
Top 10 Christmas songs. Top 10 winter song, really.
I'm down with that. And this whole record, folks, if you don't have it, a new Christmas classic from the last few years. Here's J.D. McPherson on WFUV.
Early Christmas morning, sneaky as can be, I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks.
Deep socks.
This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't beep or buzz or bob or rattle in the box. Then why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of socks? Tiptoe to the mantle, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Socks.
Knee high.
Santa, how could you let me down? Stocking with a lousy pair of socks.
Oh,
Argyle.
This is the worst gift I ever got. It doesn't need for buzz or bop or rattle in the box. Why'd you waste the paper on a lousy pair of
Love that tune, J.D. McPherson with Socks. Great pick, Perrin. How funny is that in the last verse when instead of milk and cookies, he leaves the socks for Santa? What are you planning to leave for Santa this year?
Cookies, maybe snickerdoodle, and me and my dad are going to have a vertical tasting of...
A vertical tasting of whiskey, we decided, right? We were going to do the Lagavulin 10, the 16, and the 17 form this year, right?
Yes, we will, and we are.
All right, this is the most important part of the show. We have our opportunity to come on these airwaves. We're so proud of the job Don McGee does week in, week out. That's Dad's, your papa, my dad's hand-picked successor on the show, and he does a fantastic job, but we love to be able to come on here and wish Don and all the Mixed Bag listeners some very important seasonal greetings. I'm going to leave that to you, Perrin. What is your message for the listeners this holiday season?
Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Blessed Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year's!
Fantastic. Let's play one more tune before we get out of here. I'll leave it up to you. You've been doing a great job picking them so far.
Frosty the Snowman.
To close things out, here's Jimmy Durante with Frosty the Snowman on WFUV. From me, from Perrin, from our whole family to yours, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Look at that frosty go.
Thumpity-thump-thump-thump-thump-thump.
Over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry,
I'll be back on Christmas Day.